once again to the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH. And that theme song, I say every time, Diane Watson's in the studio with me, by the way. Every time I hear that song, Diane, I think of Opie and Andy going to the fishing hole. I don't know why.
And
I see him with their
skipping
cane
and
poles.
Dancing down the lane.
It's growing on
it,
me,
it is pretty cute.
I didn't pick it, but hey, I didn't pick the name of the show either. But
it's pretty cute.
Mike Wilson Show is stuck, I guess.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what you are.
Well, Diane, we're here to talk about the Marion Public Library today. And there's always pages and pages of things going on at the library.
We seem to be doing a great job putting together some programs and stuff. And we had a noon Year's Eve the other day. Here we are, we're past New Year's Eve, but this was a noon Year's Eve. And what we were just doing it because we thought, you know, little kids go to bed early. And
I think
parents,
I read about that.
Yes. We were, I don't want to say we were overwhelmed, but we were pleasantly surprised that we had over 200 people stop in for our noon Year's Eve. And, you know, it was more for the kids, but I think there was a lot of grandparents and parents that brought their kids and had some fun, you know, just because, you know, you get the little glasses, the 2020 glasses, and then, you know, we had a craft for them to do, and then I think there was hot chocolate.
Did you do a countdown?
And then we did a countdown with Swoop.
Okay.
Renee had a huge little blanket or whatever that was full of balloons and stuff, and we did a countdown at noon with Swoop, and Swoop pulled the string and all of the balloons come, you know, tumbling down. So it was really a fun time. I ran into somebody afterwards who had brought their grandchildren and said, oh, you're a good grandparent because you brought the kids to this. She goes, they had so much fun, they didn't even want to leave. And I'm like, that's what we want to hear. That's what we want to hear.
And that's what the library is all about. And you're trying to get the word out that, you know, it's not just check out a book and go home and read it. You have activities going on all the time.
You're engaging the community with the events that we have going on. And then, of course, you know, that also lends itself to, we are here because of reading and we want people to read. But we want them to also have a great experience at the library. So that's what this particular event was about. It was, and when you get about 200 people in the library, it seems a little cozy. but there's plenty of room that, you know, you didn't have to sit in the kids' area. You could have gone over and sat in the teen area over, has a couple of tables at. And there were some families that were sitting there just waiting for the countdown to happen after they had done their crafts.
Now, was that open to all ages?
To all ages.
Okay.
But, of course, when we talk about kids and having activities like that, you want to do things or have things available that they can participate in and fill the time. And and that's what we did. So it was a great event. Renee, who was one of the youth associates in the youth area, was one of the big planners of it. And she kept adding this and adding that. And we're like, you know, you might want to just scale it back a little. You don't have to give everything away. You don't have to do everything. And then when she saw all these people just start coming in, it was like, oh my. So, you know, you have to jump in wherever you're needed too. So a great event. And we are just always, I want to say, pleasantly surprised at some of the turnouts. And that was one of them. But, you know, it's all good. All good. So that going forward, I want to let you know that all of the events that we talk about today, you can find at marionlibrary.org. So if you remember nothing else of my voice today, remember marionlibrary.org. And that is Marion, Ohio, because a lot of people start out and go Marion Public Library. No, marionlibrary.org. Because you might get a different Marion if you plug in something else. So the big thing going forward, though, is that we have changed a few hours in the library. Now, not as much with the main library. The only thing that we changed for the main library is we've added an hour on Friday. We were closing at 4 o'clock on Fridays, and now we are open till 5 on Fridays. And then, of course, we changed up a little bit of the branch hours. The branches used to be open on Mondays and Thursdays.
Okay.
And now I'm going to tell you what they are now.
Okay.
Or they used to be open Mondays and Thursdays from 2 to 6. And we found that, you know, sometimes the kids don't get off the bus fast enough and we aren't open long enough for them to take advantage of it if they're in some of the branch cities. So the new hours and the new days are Caledonia. We have a branch in Caledonia, right downtown Caledonia, is going to be open Mondays and Wednesdays. And all of their hours, all of the branch hours are now going to be 3 to 7.
Oh, okay.
So 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Keeps them open an hour later, and we just sort of shifted it an hour. Used to be 2 to 6, now it's 3 to 7. So Caledonia will be open on Mondays and Wednesdays. Used to be Mondays and Thursdays, but now it's Mondays and Wednesdays. LaRue is going to be open Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then Prospect is going to be open Monday and Thursdays. And our thinking on all of this is that we don't have three people out of the office, out of the main office, at all times on branch days. We can alternate that person or persons between the three different locations, and it will help alleviate some staffing that issues that sort of come up, you know, when there's people that are sick or something happens. So it just helps us out. And then, of course, it also helps the community out because we're making it a little bit later.
Sure.
For all the people to take advantage of it.
And if anybody forgets any of those hours, remember you can go to marionlibrary.org.
Right. Because the branches are definitely connected to the library, because it's like if you wanted to go, you live in Caledonia and you want a book, the website's open 24 hours a day, because you can go to the website and even order a book. And then if it is at the main branch, you can have it delivered to the Caledonia branch on the day that they are open and stop by and pick it up there and deliver it back there as well. So essentially, the library is open 24/7 if you're looking at books, and then, you know, add in all of the apps and stuff that you can do. You can access a lot of stuff on your mobile device. But that's probably the biggest thing that we need to talk about today. And then I can sort of go through some of the things that we have going on. Program-wise, because, you know, we do have a lot of programs. January, we are part of the Martin Luther King Jr. Central Ohio Regional Oratorical Art, Poetry, and Essay Contest. We had kids over the last month or so that have been preparing for their speeches and poems and art, and on Saturday they had the speech contest and announced the winners. And then, of course, as we go forward at the Martin Luther King breakfast, the winners will give their speeches. So that's what we've done in the last couple of weeks. And I just want to remind people that on Martin Luther King Day, the kids will be doing their programming. We partner with the Marion County Auditor's Office, and she is able to sell dog tags at the library.
Oh, really?
Yes. So the dog tag schedule is January 7th at the main branch. She'll be there somebody from her office will be there from 5 to 8. January 13th, she'll be at the Caledonia branch from 3 to 6. January 14th, she'll be at the LaRue Branch from 3 to 6. And then January 27th, she'll be at Prospect from 3 to 6. And this is the Marion County Auditor. You can come in and buy your dog tags. You know, they have all of the essential stuff that you're going to need. Mm-hmm. And same as if you would go into their office. So we do this every year. It just, you know, gives us another partnership in the community that makes us a worthy place to visit.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be so convenient for some folks to do that rather than,
you know, having to run if you live in LaRue and you have to run all the way back to Marion because you're in the county. So it gives a great opportunity for people to use the branch for another purpose, and then, of course, us to have a partner in the community as well. January 7th.
Which is tomorrow.
And January 21st, we have a pause for reading. Pause is P-A-W-S, pause for reading. And this is at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, late afternoon, where kids are invited to come read to Jack, who is a beautiful St. Bernard. He's huge, but he's beautiful too. And he is so gentle because we have kids that'll come in and, you know, immediately pick up a book and then go sit down by Jack, and he just, you know, puts his head down on his paws and he's just adorable. But pause for reading is tomorrow night, and then again on January 21st, and then these are evening programs, 6 p.m. January 8th, January 15th, January 22nd, we have music time. It's back! Music Time is a hugely successful program at the Marion Public Library. We have it at 9:30 in the morning, 10:30 in the morning, and 12:30 in the morning. And it is Chris Ramsey is a music therapist, and she comes in and does a music program. We have kids that stand up and do movement and, you know, singing and arm movements and gestures and stuff, and it's just beautiful. It's for ages 5 and up and the caregivers, and it is supported by the Marion County United Way. They gave us a grant to help make this happen, so it is a wonderful thing.
And that happens every week?
Yes. It will be, like I said, it was in January. It is January 8th, January 15th, January 22nd. And that's 9:30, 10:30, and 12:30. And then if I look forward, music time. And then January 15th, we have a 6:30 p.m. one. So we try to work in an evening one once a month, as well as three of the Wednesdays in there, so that there are people who have, you know, have to work and they can't get their kids to the daytime, morning time ones. We can let them do it in the evening at 6:30, and that one is January 15th. So that's always good too. January 9th, January 23rd at 3:15. This one's geared toward teens, Teen Dungeon and Dragons. You know, you remember the old Dungeon and Dragons. Well, this is the Dungeons and Dragons. We have Kenny and Katie will help kids through the role-playing of Dungeons and Dragons. And I think they get a pretty good group of young adults, kids, come and do that.
And most of that probably is now done online on the computer.
I don't think so.
It's still using
they
cards,
have, yes,
and whatever,
cards and
the dice,
you know,
and all that stuff they use.
Characters. And,
right.
Yes. And as we go forward, we also have one that is for adults. So we're going to try this too. And that one is January 14th and 28th, and it'll be at 6 o'clock. Now, library closes at 8, so that gives you 2 hours. I'm not sure that it's going to give us enough time, and I think that's why we sort of did it for two different weeks, but you know what, we want to see how many people show up, because right. this one is specifically for adults. So that one is January 14th and 28th at 6 o'clock. So if you're looking for other like-minded people who play this type of stuff, then it's a good thing, good way to get together and work on it. Okay, sort of back to beginning of January, we have Lisa Bush from Merrill, who is going to come in and do a couple of programs. She's going to do one on January 9th, is planning and investing advice, and then one on January 23rd, which is planning and investing for special needs people. You know, like folks developmentally, DD.
Okay, I understand.
So if you have a student or a son, relative daughter, relative that is in that vein, then, and you know that, you know, who knows what the future brings, you want to be able to plan for it in the future. So she's going to be talking about women's investing for the first one, and then the second one is special needs investing. On January 14th at 2 o'clock, this is a monthly one that we do. It is called Books in Focus, where we have a couple of staff members will do a list of books that are coming up and coming to the library in our collection. And what they'll do is give you an overview of what they're all about. And that way, if you are able to come in and sit down and look at the Books in Focus or take it in, then you can also put them on your reserve list. And sometimes it's putting them on the reserve list even before they are available at the library. So because we always have a list of new things that are coming in, and you can reserve them. I think that's just awesome that people do that, because then the day that they get released, it gets checked out to you or put on reserve. And people do a lot of that with the videos and the DVDs and the Blu-rays and a lot of books as mm-hmm. well at the library. Okay, so we did music time. We did, okay, January 16th and January 30th at 3:15. This is another one for the teens or the middle grade schools. Bi-weekly program encouraging teens and tweens to come socialize and talk about the geeky and nerdy things. Like, you know, and it's called Fellowship of the Geeks.
Okay.
So if you're a Star Wars or Harry Potter fan, and you want to talk to other people that are of the same mind frame, then this is a good place to be. And then on January 16th, we have the Magic School Bus Family Fun Night. Magic School Bus Family Fun Night. So in the morning at the Marion Palace Theater, the Magic School Bus will be a program that happens on the stage. It's a school program for the elementaries. And the Marion Public Library is helping to sponsor that. So what we are doing is in the evening, to add to the fun, we are having a Magic School Bus Family Fun program. So if you can imagine our New Year's Eve, mm-hmm. this is going to be almost like it, but it's got the Magic School Bus theme to it.
So is that the Magic School Bus as the PBS
television
show with Miss Frizzle?
Yes.
I believe.
Okay. And this one is, it'll coincide with the production that they're doing at the Palace. It'll be Magic School Bus Lost in the Solar System themed event. So you can imagine. We have a lot of this stuff on the walls in the kids' areas already got suns and moons and stars, and so there'll be other things that'll make it even better. So January 16th, we have our theme going through January is like financial focused. So we have Marion Community Credit Union, Daniel Bradshaw, coming in to teach us how to build an emergency fund.
Oh, good.
So got some strategies going on for financial people, and I think that's a good thing. And of course, it then is partners in the community that we're having come in and do the programs and help us out.
Mm-hmm.
So our story times are still happening, January 21st, 23rd, 28th, January 30th, and those are, this is a new one that we're adding, and it will be a 12:30 story time. And we're doing this in partnership with Marion OSU students who are in early childhood education. They are coming and they're either helping or watching or assisting with a story time, and it'll be this 12:30 story time. And it's for all ages. It's sort of like our story times in the evenings are for all ages. Okay. Create with Kristen is sort of a new program that we have going on. Kristen, if you remember, has been the lady that's helped us do the Paint Pour programs at the library. But then, of course, you know, people get tired of everybody doing the Paint Pour. So she's going to be doing a, probably on a monthly basis, a different type of art project.
Okay.
So this one would be techniques that Kristen is going to do. And that one is January 22nd at 6:30, and registration is required. Now, for most of our programs, there's no registration. But for this particular one, because of stuff that you're going to need for the art project,
okay,
then we need to know how many people are going to be at. Make we sure usually you have limit enough material. It. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we usually limit it to like 20 people. So, if that makes sense. On January 27th at 6 p.m., we have a tween book club that is a monthly thing. And this one is called The Spine Crackers. And it is for kids in fourth through sixth grade. And this month, the program is based on the book Ghost by Jason Reynolds. So he's going to also have Minute to Win It type stuff for the kids. And I think this one will be another one where he's probably going to get a lot of kids. And then that one, I want to say that they also have, they request registration just so they know that how many kids they're going to get.
Spine crackers. Now, that doesn't involve chiropractors?
No, it's okay. Like breaking the spine okay. of a book, because we want you to open the books.
I kind of figured
yes,
that.
Yes. January 28th at 3:15 is another, if you sort of see the gist of all of this, if it happens at about 3:15, it's because of those kids that are coming out of Grant Middle School. Okay. So it's teens and tweens.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do a teen trivia. Video games is the theme of that one. So kids are pretty good at that stuff. So this will be teen trivia, and video games is the subject. So that'll be a good one. Now here's one for, I will say, the adults, but not necessarily, is January 28th at 6:30 p.m. This is digital library workshop. So if you got a tablet for Christmas and you're wanting to put some of your library apps on it and wanting to learn a little bit more about how to use them, how to access them, what they do, you know, I especially love Libby and RB Digital. RB Digital is probably more of one of my favorites, only because you can go and look at all of the magazines and flip through them, and then read the articles, of course. And then there's others that you can access, books, audiobooks, and then ebooks. So that one, January 28th, 6:30 p.m.
That's at the main library.
Digital library workshop, yes.
Yes. I'm seriously considering coming to that myself.
You should. I think you'll find that it is very informative. On January 29th, 6 p.m., we have a Sew Your Own Stuffed Animal. So this is for ages 5 and up. You know, it's not for you to come Build-A-Bear, you know, type of stuff. This is for, and it will be, you know, like taking socks and creating critters out of it and sewing it and, or taking felt and that type of stuff and creating animals or stuffed animals out of them.
Okay.
So we'll be using oversized safety needles and parental participation is requested.
Okay. I was going to ask if that was for the children or if it was mostly for adults.
It's actually for the kids, five and up.
Okay.
But, you know, it's one of those that we create a program like this because we want you to interact with your child as well.
Very good.
And this is perfect opportunity for it. And this one, we want to know, you know, how many kids. So the registration is required because we need to know how many, you know, socks or felt cutouts.
So they will make these things right there.
Yes, they
will make
them.
Okay, not just learn how to make them, but they will make them.
We'll supply the stuff and show you what one looks like completed and then walk you through the process. A good experience.
Yes.
That word just keeps coming up because it is a good experience. January 29th, we like to put together programs that teens are interested in. So we have a teen advisory board at 6:30 where we have a group of kids that will come in. And if you're a teen and you want to give us some feedback on some of the programs we should be doing, that's a perfect opportunity for you to come in and say, hey, what about this? What about this? So teen now, advisory board, January.
Do you get much participation in that?
Limited amount. There's a few kids that come and help us out, but you know what? We could always use more.
Yeah.
Always use more. And then bring a friend.
I interrupt you. Go ahead.
Bring a friend. I was just going to repeat it. January 29th, 6:30 is teen advisory board. And then Marion Community Credit Union, Daniel Bradshaw comes back again with Credit Explained on January 30th at 7 p.m. And so that gives you another opportunity to, you know, not necessarily walk into the bank and say, hey, you know, I just need to know about credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I take out a loan for a car or whatever. So Credit Demystified is what his hope is. So this is for the older people. You know, and even teenagers, if it's probably good for teenagers just to hear that stuff because they probably don't get that in school anymore.
Probably not. And some adults definitely need that advice.
Exactly. A couple of other things that we have on our programs list. I did tell you about a story time at 12:30 on those particular days only because it was being added. But our regular story times, our baby times are on, baby time is on Mondays, 9:30 and 10:30. And then toddler time is on Tuesdays, 9:30 and 10:30. So those are always good. We have Kathy and Renee who do the story times and they do a great job. Overachieving most of the time just to keep the kids engaged and, you know, there's always a great group of kids that come and participate as well as adults and grandparents. So all good. And if you look at our newsletter on a regular basis, you know that on the third page is a whole lot of books that are coming out. It starts out with the titles for kids and teens, and then it goes into titles for adults. And a lot of these, on a regular basis, even some of the teens and kids ones, we have a staff advisory meeting every other week. And there is usually a staff member reading some or one of these books. And what they'll do is give a short review and then we take photos at those staff advisory meetings, or staff, yes, advisory meetings. And then, of course, what will the staff picks, and they'll talk about the books, and then we'll put them on Facebook and then give a little blurb about what they discussed was what this book is about. So it's always a good thing when you can find out a little bit about a book before you pick it up and want to start reading it. And then get somebody else's opinion about it as well. So I think it's all a good thing. On a regular basis, we also have our book discussions. So you can go to our website, marionlibrary.org, and see what our books coming on the list are all about. And then one of the things that probably not a whole lot of people know about is we also have homebound delivery. And that is exactly what it says. If you are a homebound individual who can't get out, don't have a car that you can drive, you're maybe sickly. I don't know if that sounds right, but if you just, you know, can't get out of the house on a regular basis, but you enjoy the library and you enjoy DVDs and you enjoy magazines and you enjoy, you know, basically having somebody drop things off to you about every 3 weeks, we have that program at the library where if you qualify, and I don't have a list of what the questions are that they're going to ask you, but if you call in and say that I would like to check into homebound delivery, they'll walk you through a couple of questions, excuse me, and then see if you qualify. And what we want to do is make sure that you are a patron and that you can then take advantage of getting books and magazines and DVDs and all of that delivered to your home. And then that same person usually comes back, picks them up, and then gives you another supply. What you do is you work with that person to find out what your likes and dislikes are. Right. And then, you know, then it becomes a great service that the Marion Public Library can, you know, add value to your life as well. It's just something that is really a good service, like I said. Because what we want is we want people to take advantage of this. You're paying taxes for a library, and this is just one of the services that your taxes cover. We have been blessed in the past. We did get a grant from Marion Council on Aging, and what we used that money for was to purchase large print books. We do large print books on a regular basis, so these were specifically for the homebound delivery clients. So we appreciate that in the past with their partnership in the community. And we look forward to doing that again as well. So it was one of those things that, you know, we thought, of course, this is a perfect partnership. So homebound delivery.
Sure it is. Sure it is.
Another one that we have had many partners in the community that have helped take advantage of this or make it come to fruition is My First Library Card. Started out, I want to say I've been with the library, it's 4 years, and when I first started, that was one of the things that they were starting up. And we applied for a grant through Marion Community Foundation and the Marion Noon Kiwanis, and both of them gave us money toward getting the library card started and making it happen, getting the word out that, you know, from 0 to 5, you can take advantage of having a My First Library Card. So when those kids are born, they should come to the library and you should get them a library card. So it's called My First Library Card. And there are no fines on the library card itself. And then they can, meaning the child, but hopefully the parent is there picking things out. They can pick anything out in the youth department for the child or baby. They can't do, you know, go over to the DVDs and pull out DVDs that this child isn't going to do. You can do the DVDs that are in the kids area because they do have some separate DVDs in the kids area, but there are limited things that you can take out, and it's primarily from the youth department. But there are, like I said, there are no fines when that is running late, because we know that people with new babies and stuff, sometimes things just don't run as smoothly as they anticipate. But now if you do lose the books or the DVDs or the materials, then you do have to pay for that.
Right.
We can't replace that. And it, that's why we have so much stuff in our collection. It's there for the next person. So my first library card is for 0 to age 5. And then after that, it becomes a regular library card. So, and then, of course, what we want everyone to do is start out at birth and read 20 minutes a day. That's why Let's Read 20 is under the umbrella of the Marion Public Library. It was with the Marion United Way, Marion County United Way.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few years ago, it moved under the umbrella of the Marion Public Library. So what we are doing is we're working with all of the schools and doing literacy nights and everything, and we are encouraging, we're doing the marketing campaign that encourages people to read 20 minutes to their child every day, no matter the day, because it really does make a difference in a young child's life when you start at birth.
And teachers will tell you it makes a difference. They can tell if the children have been read to and had that sort of care in their early years.
Even if you read every other day, you know, you can't get it done every day. Every other day is better than nothing at all. And it starts the habit where the children love that, you know, that energy that is happening in their brain. They create stories on their own. They become that child that is an imaginative child and just sort of critical thinking. It just sets the seeds and foundation of all of the things that they're going to need as they get older. And, you know, that's why Let's Read 20 had three pillars that they wanted to impact when they became Let's Read 20. The first one was to increase the kindergarten readiness, and you can imagine a child that is reading or almost able to read by the time they get to kindergarten and they're ready for kindergarten. So the second one was increase third grade reading proficiency. So you can only understand that, you can realize that if you start reading to a child at birth, the impact it's going to make by the time they get to kindergarten. But if you hadn't read to your child and then they start at kindergarten and go to third grade, there's so much of a difference in their literacy proficiency. So third grade reading proficiency is one of the other pillars. And then, of course, increasing the on-time graduation rate is another pillar for what the Let's Read 20 is all about. And it really all stems back to making a parent, not making, but asking a parent to read 20 minutes to their child from birth. One of the things that we've done in the last couple of years is also brought together a book and a bib program, where a book is presented to parents of newborns. And then, of course, we have a lot of Let's Read 20 literature that goes along with that. And then the bib that we present with this book, it says, "Read to Me." And it's got the Let's Read 20 logo on it. We have partnered with Ohio Health to get this to the parents of newborns of at the hospital. So before they leave the hospital, everybody is getting one of these bags that has Let's Read 20 material in it. It has a Goodnight Moon board book in it, and then it has a bib that says "Read to Me," and an application for my first library card. So we're trying to throw it all out there, make sure that people take advantage of the materials and stuff that they have in their community, which is the library. And if you decide that, you know, you want to read to your child 20 minutes every day, then there is great advantages that will come from that.
Certainly.
So we're just hoping that everybody takes advantage of it. Let's see. What have we not covered, Mike?
I do have a question.
Sure.
And I don't know if you have plans in this direction or not. Is library going to do anything in connection with the 200th anniversary of Marion County?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
We have, I just saw something go across my desk today. We have some programs that, you know, Randy Winland actually has come around and talked to us, and we have a program committee that gets together and like brainstorms some of these ideas that you see on a regular basis. And then, of course, Randy's ultimate goal is to have scanning days where people can come in and bring photos and mm-hmm. bring documents that they want scanned for their own use. But what he is hoping is that these people will come in and get these things scanned, and then Marion County Historical Society can have these scans as well. Mm-hmm. They have thumb drives. I think he's worked with Marion or Ohio Health as well. And they are providing the thumb drives. But if you bring in, let's say, a photo of your parents' wedding and it was in the 70s or 60s or 20s, you know, and you get it scanned, then we can go in and put those documents into a thumb drive and give it back to you. But then mm-hmm. also they are going to be saved for the Marion County Historical Society. Now, you know, when you think about it, a lot of people think history is old, you know, the 20s and 30s and 40s. But, you know, the 60s,
history
70s, and 80s
yes.
is still something
most
that
certainly.
The Historical Society doesn't have a whole lot of, especially as we get, you know, like we just got out of the 2019. That could be still part of history. And a century ago, before the 200s. So we love the fact that Randy has come to us and said, you know, can we do scanning at the library? So we are in the process of setting up some of those days. But one of the programs that I go back to that I saw come across my desk is we're doing a Wayback Machine.
Oh, like Mr. Peabody.
Yes, sort of, sort of.
Okay.
So we have some things that we've found in our basement and archives that maybe young kids nowadays would have no clue what they are.
Sure.
You know, whether that is a VCR machine.
Dial telephone.
A dial telephone.
A telephone has a wire. It has to be connected to the wall.
Exactly. So we are pulling some of these things out of the basement and presenting a Wayback Machine. And I think it's a really cute idea of on a regular basis, we'll have some things displayed or passive crafts that will highlight some of these things. And then, of course, that ties into the bicentennial because,
sure.
really, it is part of Marion's history, you know. And I think it's just going to be great. And then the bicentennial, we are going to have a couple of the programs, either one or two of the programs that he has listed mm-hmm. that will happen at the library. So. Yes, Randy has done a great job putting together the bicentennial. I commend him on all of the work that he has done.
He was on here a few weeks ago discussing that too.
Yes, he's just, I don't know how he came up with all of the stuff that he did. And he does have a good committee too. I know Ella Messenger's on that. I know Mark Hallbrook's on that. I believe Vicki Branson of Mary Maid, and then a few other people, Mike Brewer, who is really one of those silent partners. He just does a great job, too, of coming up with history. So Bob Turner.
Mm-hmm.
How is it I know all of these people? Anyway, yes, we will be tied in with the Bicentennial as a partner in the community. And, you know, that's what the Marion Public Library is looking to do, is partner with other people in the community to present programs, or being able to offer room space if needed, and do a lot of things for the community. So before we go too far, I am just going to go over the hours and locations again.
We have about 3 minutes. So
3 minutes,
be good.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Marion Public Library, marionlibrary.org. If you remember nothing of what I said today, marionlibrary.org. We have the main branch is open Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. On Friday, and I told you this earlier that we changed our hours, we are open from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. On Saturday, we are open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And Sunday, we are open 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And that is only Labor Day through Memorial Day. In the summer, we are not open on Sundays. Branch hours, again, the new hours are 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. And the Caledonia branch is open Mondays and Wednesday. The LaRue branch is open Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then the Prospect branch is open Mondays and Thursdays. So, and then one other thing that I wanted to bring up is our bookmarks, which are the Friends of the Marion Public Library, are doing a Death by Cannoli murder mystery on Saturday, February 15th at 7 p.m. And it comes with desserts and drinks.
Ooh.
So if you are a Bookmarks member, your ticket is $22. And if you are a non-member, your ticket is $25.
Okay, well, Diane Watson, thank you for being here with us today. And folks, support your local library. They have a lot to offer.